exciting things going on. The team's just striving to be better today than we were yesterday. See if we can't be better tomorrow than we were today. But a lot of exciting new players, and I feel like we got a lot of firepower in our corner. I feel like we got a lot of ammunition in our camp. Just taking the other day. I mean, how does it get better than this? Very exciting.
Michael Crabtree participated in OTA last year, obviously. That's a bad situation. But Kelsey looking out there now, and is he under any orders to take it easy?
As you saw, Michael practiced a good portion of the workout, and there's a plan in place for him.
We have all these new players.
More limited than some of the other receivers that we have, but I think our medical staff and Michael and we as coaches are taking a smart approach.
Stevie Johnson, he wasn't out here today. Can you tell us why? But he's been out here.
Yeah, he's been here just about every day.
Do you know why he wasn't here today?
I do know why. Yes, he had a little something he's working through.
Frank. Has Frank been a regular out here as well?
He hasn't come to the practices yet, but he is. He's doing his workouts.
In Florida?
No, he's here. He was here this morning.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Same for Vernon?
No, Vernon hasn't been here as much at the facility.
Is there a reason for that has he enlightened you on that you could share with
him? Oh, as you know, the workouts are voluntary. That would be the reason.
And Alex Boone hasn't been here as well.
Yeah.
Has he expressed to the organization any dissatisfaction with his contract as a reason why he's not here?
Again, the workouts are voluntary, as you know. And, in terms of, what would you say, contracts?
Dissatisfaction with his contract.
I've always chosen not to, as a policy, not to discuss contracts publicly.
Jim, what do you try to get done in these sessions when you do have a lot of new guys you're working in?
Learning the system, practicing football plays, techniques, alignments, assignments, and in this phase we're allowed to go offense versus defense. You see the 7-on-7 and the team drills and fundamentals, executing install plays, et cetera, trying to hone those and perfect those.
Have you seen some of the rookies? They just come off the mic and they can't think quickly. I mean, it seemed like it was fairly seamless practice, but this is the second OTA with the entire team.
Yeah, they did a good job. Really did a good job all weekend. They've studied extremely hard and seen worse, and they've been better than most groups that I can remember as true rookies. They've done a fantastic job.
It seemed like there was a good amount of red zone work today. Is that something you want to emphasize this offseason? And how did the offense execute?
Yeah, I would say we're about 35-40% operating in the red zone in these OTAs. Thought it was good. Especially yesterday, offensively was, I don't know if a ball hit the ground. Today the defense surged back and had a better day. But the guys are working really well together, and that's the thing is, as we walk out the field, most pleased with how well the offense, defense are working when they're in the competitive situations.
Is 35-40% a step up than you've done it, more than you've done it in the past, or about the same?
A little bit more than last year, but I wouldn't say a huge step up. It was pretty close to that.
Jim, what are you seeing from Brandon Lloyd? Does he at all look like a guy who's been away from football for a little bit?
Seeing really good things. Seeing surge off the line of scrimmage. He's got the ability to burst at the top of his routes. Runs excellent routes. Acrobatic type of catches that he's able to make. Really good hands. So far, really good. No, I have not. Does not seem like a guy that's had a layoff from football for a year.
And this is just in what we've seen, but it does seem like Kaepernick feels pretty comfortable throwing it to him. Have you seen the same thing? Do you sense the same thing?
Yeah, Cap said it the other day. He feels like he has a stable of receivers now, and then maybe that's the first time that we've said that since we've all been here together. And I concur. It feels that way.
How did Marcus Lattimore look to you?
Marcus is in the same situation, you know, each day trying to get a little bit better. But and I see, you know, you see the, you know, improvement with him. You know, every day looks a little bit better than the day before.
What are the adjustments for a new player? You see everything on paper, and then you come out here in the language and do it all actually for the first time. What for new players, especially the rookies, the college guys that might have come from a different system, what's that like to learn all that stuff?
It's like it's learning new words for some of the similar plays or adjustments or techniques that they've done before. So it's a terminology.
So this is the chance to actually get out there and do this instead of looking at it on paper, I guess.
Yeah, and they've done it now. This is really their third week being involved with the team and the veterans. They practice. This is their third week, including a weekend of just rookies. So they've come a long way in a short period of time, and they're acclimating well.
Colin looks like he's carrying himself very comfortably. Not that he didn't in the past, but do you think he's really kind of blooming into a leader or whatever you want to call it, what a starting quarterback should be?
He does. I really expect a real breakout year for Colin. Athletically, he looks bionic. If you all remember the $6 million man, that's what it looks like to me. He's very gifted, and he always has been. And he looks like has the look and feel of a guy that's going to really break out even more so than he already has. I'm really excited about the way everything about his game right now.
You guys have all said that you hope or expect for him to have that new contract before the season starts. Trent said it specifically. You still expect that? Do you think that's going to happen?
I'm hopeful. I'm a big proponent of Colin Kaepernick, his abilities, and on record as stating that I'd like to see that happen. It's a process. You know, I know you've heard me use that word before in many other ways, but that is not like some of the other examples. There's a process in place, and it'll play out.
As far as Lattimore is concerned, is he still easing into things, or is he just going at OTA speed? Where is he confidence-wise with that knee? And is he ready to kind of burst?
He seems like. I mean, he had strained his hamstring a few weeks back, and he's really been coming back from that day by day, more so than from the knee. You know, you talk to him, the knee feels good, and. He's getting back, getting the hamstring back.
Jonathan Martin working through something?
Jonathan came down with mononucleosis, and he's toward the end of his cycle. There is 1 month, it's been close to a month since he came down with that, and he's getting better.
A
couple more?
Is Culliver here today?
I did not see Culliver.
Has he been here most of the time?
He's been here quite a bit, yes.
One other question on Lloyd. Could you see him as a slot guy? Is he fit that skill set?
Right now I see him having a skill set to play both the slot or outside as a receiver, like he's done throughout his career. But really looks good. We're glad we have him.
Saw Morris McCoy sort of keeping up there with Darryl Morris.
Yeah, that was... The fellows were they liked that. They liked that. That was one of the high points of practice, watching Lawrence run down on the kickoff. And he's been doing that for us. He's a big guy, and he can run. And that's like a lot of guys, trying to find their spot, trying to find their role. And that's a way that the place that he's working in right now.
Still
it'd be fun to watch, wouldn't it? The 300-pound guy running down on the kickoff. I'd love to see it.
Is Culver still limited with his knee?
He's been working. Yeah, practicing. I expect that, yes. God willing, and the creek don't rise.
Aaron Lynch, does he fit the all-distance profile of that type of body type as a pass rusher?
They look similar when they stand next to each other. And, don't put those type of expectations on a young player. Again, he's you know, learning his role, learning the system, and making mistakes and correcting them. And but he's been doing a real good job. I mean, very very pleased with the way he's studied, the way he's practiced, how he's coming along. Yeah.
And how do you gauge where all of that on the field?
Look good. Look good today. Pleased.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
Okay, thank you.